West. To Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. He was fighting mad, this rebel lad, with a dream he'd hold till his dying breath. He'd search his soul and gamble with death. The rebel,
away,
Johnny
away
Yuma,
rode the rebel, Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma, Johnny Yuma, Johnny Yuma.
On the key to two potato, three potato, four.
p.m. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Tomorrow is my annual physical. I don't ask any questions. If he says I'm okay, I'm fine. There you go. You're good. Anyway, like Rodney Dangerfield, I have yellow teeth. I wear a brown tie. But anyway, let me explain away this last set of the first hour. You heard Elite and Two Potato. It was one side of a single released on the Charade label in 1966. I got off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1. Came out in 2004 on Norton. It's Part of the flashback set originally aired on the Desperate Hours on July 25th, 2013. For that, Nick Adams. The dulcet tones of Nick Adams, Johnny Yuma, the Rebel, came out in 1960 on Mercury. For that, the other side, the Two Potato, One Potato by the Elite. That was also off of Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1, came out in 2004 on Norton. For that, the Church Keys did Baby Baby, and yet another Norton release in 1999. The CD worked with it. And we kicked it off with Let's Active from 1983. And Every Word Means No from the Afoot EP, came out on IRS. Anyway, here we are in the second hour. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And what? What? So much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. my name.
Ay, ay, ay.
Que kamay ne.
Ay, ay, ay. Aloha kani kani waine. Aloha kani kani waine. Aloha kani kani waine.
Que kamay ne.
Ay, ay, ay.
Que kamay ne.
Ay, ay, ay.
Always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Big Rock Candy Mountain. There's chocolate bars stacked to the stars, sugar plum trees with marshmallow leaves, lemonade springs where the bluebirds sing about gumdrops and lollipops on the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
At 7:24 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. You just heard the Waistcoats from the Netherlands from back in 2004. Hard to believe that was 14 years ago. And a track called Day After Day from the Beat This EP came out on Larson Records label in France. Well, that Demolition Doll Rods channeling Dorsey Burnett, who was channeling Burl Ives, and Big Rock Candy Mountain from the On CD, came out in 2004 on Swami. Well, that Continental Cousins going out to Darlene Lacey. She actually requested it a while ago. She knows my record collection better than I do. And Kana Kapila off the Jungle Exotica compilation, came out in 1991 on Scrip. It was originally released on the Palette label in Palette in Belgium in 1961. And then before that, this week's song that everybody knows, 16 Candles by The Crest, came out in 1958 on the Lana label. And you know, it's nothing gets more dramatic than that song blaring as you come upon Mel's driving in the movie American Graffiti. It was the best film George Lucas ever did. He should have stopped right there. Anyway, for that, the Fantasmics, a local band from the compilation Polaris Record Story and Wild One, originally released on the Polaris label in 1966. Quarter right here in Inman Square. Well, not right here, but a mile and a half or 2 miles away. Anyway, we've got a half an hour to go. One more break. So let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours and WMFO Memphis.
From the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
Thank you. Jezebel, it was you.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Monsieur Jean, j'aime toujours votre fille. Et elle est même, vous ne comprenez pas. Vous savez qu'elle m'aime, et qu'elle m'aimera toujours. Et qu'elle m'aimera toujours. Pourquoi dites-vous non? Je dis pourquoi vous dites non. Vous dites toujours non. Vous dites toujours non. Vous dites toujours non. Vous dites toujours non. Il faudra dire oui. Il faudra dire oui. Il faudra dire oui. On portera mon non. On portera mon non. On portera mon non. On portera mon non. Vous dites toujours non. Vous dites toujours non. Vous dites toujours non. Vous dites toujours non.
Heading down the home stretch. The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Yvonne Bonneville, and I cut that short a little bit inadvertently. Monsieur John, they were channeling the premieres. I believe he's from Quebec. I got the compilation, Big Itch Volume 6. It was originally released on the Disc Monde label in Canada, unknown date. Well, they had the Vandals, and I saw her in a Mustang. That was a compilation, Riot City. It was originally released on Tiara label, 1966. For that, the Mods did I Give You an Inch, a track originally released on the Peck label, 1966. I left the compilation, The World Ain't Round, It's Square. Well, that's the Teddy Bear Boys, one of many artists channeling, Edith Piaf, really, going way back. And Jezebel, track originally released on MGM in 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1. And we kicked off the set with Brenda Lee. And I got a ton of Brenda Lee tracks in my collection. And thanks a lot, the B-side to The Crying Game. Came out in 1965 on Decca. Okay, we got about 16 minutes to go, so let's bring this old girl home. Thanks for lasting this long. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Oh, I went down to missing person.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Well, rockabye baby in the treetop, when the wind blows. When the wind blows, well, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. He jumped so high up above, he landed in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye baby in the treetop, when the wind blows. When the wind blows, hi diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, and on her way down, she met a turtle dove, said, let's go rocking in the cradle of love. Well, rock goodbye, baby, in the treetop, when the wind blows. When the treetop,
when the wind blows. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail of water. Jack fell for Jill, gave her a shove. They fell into the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows.
Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
at 7:57 and playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, let me run through this last set. Backing me up, as always, to get out of here is The Tempest and Lemon Lime. You just heard The Barbarians from the Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl album, and Take It or Leave It. Came out in 1965 on Laurie. For that, Donnie Dean and the D-Notes did Ruby Lee, originally released on the Drift label in 1958. I got the compilation Shake 'Em Up Rock. Came out in 2002 on Norton. Before that, you heard Johnny Preston with the B-side to Running Bear and Cradle of Love. Came out in 1959 on Mercury. And before that, Furlin' Husky and Missing Persons from 1957 on Capitol. We kicked it off last set of the evening with the Gizmos and Kiss of the Wrath from the studio recordings 1976 and 77 that appeared originally on the America First EP. Anyway, as always, my name is Alex, and as always, the pleasure is mine. Thank you all for listening. You make the show what it is. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.